Okay, we're holding on Lamed Zayin of a Bayz in the Rush. So he brought Girsa, which he says he cannot accept. This shall be here is less than Tamlif Gam, so that's not the correct Girsa. Rachel Garcina and Bemixa Swarm. So some have a different Girsa. Rabbanon, the Tam Kicker, who the also. So it's coming for Tam Ke'ikr. Umitzvah Srihi. Dikasrach one of Chatas, Habimin and Nozer, or Osimine, the Chulamikachim Logar Lefina. You cannot learn if you have Tam Ke'ikr by Chatas, I wouldn't know by Nozer. Because of Gemara Nazir, Habayin Chatas Minozol Yavina Mishum the Chomer Isurei Tefilu Chartzen Oser Rachmana. Now argues in the Gemara is Rabbanan Srihi. We don't have the words Latam Kaker with also Umitzach Srihi. We do the argues is straight to the words Mitzach Srihi. Okay. Vahadimil Yal Rabban Yalfi Kalisim Shabatar Minozer. So now we have a question. The Rabban before said we learned from Nozer to call Tarakula Tam Kaker. Lamin and Shani Nazir the Tchamri Surei. So how does that work? Is that the Rosh, according to this Girsa, Achatus Kosamach the Osimi Binei? It's learned from a mad side of Chatus and Nazir together. Okay, keep Amar Lecha Im Ken Litrach Mono Gami Nazir Blesi Kotshim Binei. So Rekiba says no, it is Shnei Ksumim Kechud, because he doesn't feel that the question of Chatas is not a question. It's not a question, and you can learn Chatas from Nazir. So Chatas makes it Shnei Ksumim Kechud. Well, let's say Rekiba Hachsword the Nazir Chomer Hilchah Havel Hu Beis Ksumim Boim Kechud. And that's how we have the Girsa in the Gemara. V'yesh Svorim Shagosu Behen Rabbanon there's a suggestion in the Girsa of the Rosh it should read Rabbanon Mishris L'tam Kikr Hudasa V'chatas L'hetim Yistarif L'Yisr. Which is what we have in the next step. We have that in the next step of the Gemara. Rabbanon until Tam Kikr Hu Da'asa Umishras, not Riboy Seima, but Bechatas Hetem Yistarif L'Yisr. Pirushim Ino Lo Yafinan Ba'alma. You don't learn from Bechatas anywhere else. The Chul Mekachim Lo Yafinan. V'amitzah Tzrichi Di Kasr Chmona Gav Bechatas Hava Mina. It's mitzvah srichi because you would not learn al chatas from nazir because of chartzin. Right. Umeshani Rabbi Kiva Amar Lecha Litra Rabbanan Benazir. Afilu Lo Gersin. You're not Gersin Afilu. Okay. Vaha Ella Umitzach Srihi Vaha Ella.
I have instead of it says Hacha Tzarchlama Hacha.
Okay, but that works better. Umitzel Srichi, Yeshafarish Rabbanim, Yeshafarish Rabbanim Meshibim Kainler Bekiva. This phrase of Mitzel Srichi is Rabbanim talking, according to this gear. So we have our Nagamore the words Rabbanim. They had the gears of Mitzel Srichi. And Vahacha Mitzel Srichi, it's Rabbanim talking. Uveferik Ela Oivrin, Goras Verabbanim Mitzel Srichi. The more actually has the word Rabbanim. Rekiva Lamai Tzrichi, and then Rekiva says back, we have Girsan Agamorda. Bisham and Ozer Mikatas, Lagarmin, the Kulmikachum, Lagarmin, Elakatas, Nelav Min, Ozer Rabbanim, it's a Tzrichi, Katas, the Hetam, Mitzar, the Yisr, Rekulmikachim, Loyafina, the Mishra, the Tintam Kaker, Kanazadon, the Kalatar Kula. And that's the Girsan which we have over here at the end of the Gemara. Now, the Rush seems not to have this piece which we have. Rabbanan Melchatah had to be tarif lisser v'chul mekachim l'garminan u'mishal l'tintam keikir mikanas tadon l'chol yisrin shabatara. Which really, in the Gemara, is a little repetitious. It seems to me like there's two alternate Gersos, both ended up being stuck in the Gemara. And the Rush did not have that second gear. So that's the gear of the Gemara in Pesachim. Because if you look back on the flow of the Gemara, so Rabbi Akiva said it's Shnei Zemurim Keachot. The Rabbanan say, you need both. Rabbi Akiva says back, no, you don't need both, I don't hold your kasha. So what do the Rabbanan say back? Had them start with sir, by Chatos, and this is the time kicker. I mean, that's we call it the flow of the Gemara. Or say that back in the first stage. Right?
What's the flow now?
You don't find the Gemara strange? See?
What's strange?
Rekiba said, we asked the question of Rekiba, why does the Chacham learn Mishras for Tom Kicker? And we learn off to call to Arkula. Rekiba says, so we had the Mishra for Lister, let's learn off to call to Arkula. That was the Mora's Kash. So the Mora answers, Ishtay Sumoim Kachon Eim Alamdin. So the Mora says, the Rabbanan say back Mitzvah Tzrichi or Tzrichi we have in the Gemara, because I would not learn Al-Khatas from Nozer, I wouldn't learn Nozer from Al-Khatas. So Kibbe says back, no, that's not true, I could learn out Khatas from Nozer, so therefore Sheikh Zomar Kechadim Alamdin. Okay, so we asked our question, we answered our question. Then the Mor says, and by the way, the Rabbanan hold is that Chatas is for Hetem Mitzar for Leister, and Chulim Kachal Karminon, and Mishnah is for Tom Kaker. We just had two lines before, the Rabbanan hold the Mitzvah Srichi. And now we're saying what happened? We have two versions of the Rabbanan, one saying that Mitzvah Srichi means both are for Hetem Mitzar for Leister, but you need both, and one saying, no, they're not for both for Hetem Mitzar for Leister. So make up your mind, which one is it? What does the Rabbanan hold? So the Gemara in Pesachim doesn't have that stage before Mitzvah Tzrichi. And it's all b'chol, interesting conversation. The Rekiva says, take one kechane malamtin. The Chacham say, no, it's not. The Rekiva says, yes, it is. Okay? And if Rekiva would respond to the Mora's question, the Mora says, that's a malamtin. No, you cannot learn kach from Nazir because there's charetzim. Kibbe says back, I'm not worried about Karatzin. Okay. We have a whole repetition of the whole conversation, because just to tell me that Rekiba is not worried about Karatzin. She just tell me that you don't hold the Karatzin, it's a kasha. The gears that we have in the Gemara has a lot of challenges. So where the Rush presents it is really sort of a Gemara's. That's the gears of the Gemara Pesachim, the last piece. And doesn't have the first piece. And the Girsa which we have over here,
has what last piece and doesn't have what first piece.
And the more psachim, just to add straight, the Rabbanan tell you the piece more Rabbanan Amar L'chol Chatos Lehetzim Mitzar for the Yisr V'chol Mekachim L'garmin and Mishas Litin Tam Keikir. That's the more psachim, and that piece is put earlier, and there's no second round of conversation. We have Rabbi Kiva, Rabbanan, Rabbi Kiva, Rabbanan. That's how we have in our Gemara. The Moram Psachim has Rabbi Kiva, Rabbanan. Not Rabbi Kiva, Rabbanan, Rabbi Kiva, Rabbanan. So in our Gemara, the Moram has Rabbi Kiva, Rabbanan. Rabbi Kiva, Rabbanan. So it seems to me it's like two different sets of Gersos, which ends up in our Gemara. Okay. Amalei Rav Ashi Lerav Kahana. Okay. So the more Amalei Rav Ashi asked Rav Kahana, Elo Hoda Tanya Mikol Asher Yaseh Megefen Hayayin. Mi Chatzonim Ba'atzog. So that the Bach has in the Girsa. Liman al Isur Nazir Shehem Yisar from Zayim Yisab. So that Brisa is at the Gemara. The Rekiva. What do you need this Liman for? Hashda Hetem Mitzar from Yisur. Isur the Isur Mi Boy. So we're telling me there's a Liman that there's that the different Isur Nazir are Mitzarif. Obviously, if Hetzer is Mitzarif L'Yisr, for sure Yisr is Mitzarif L'Yisr. So I'm going to lay Hetzer L'Yisr B'Basachas, Yisr L'Yisr Afil B'Zachar Zeh. The din of Hetzer Mitzarif L'Yisr is when the person eats it, because eats it, the way Rashi learns, the way we were learning the Rosh, if a person would eat a half a kezias of Yisr, of Nazir, together with a half a kezias of Hetzer, so he ate Isser, and he ate a Kazayas. So he had to be Tharfli Isser. But if a person would eat a half a Kazayas of Isser, and then afterwards a half a Kazayas of Heter, that's not Mitzarif. But by Suri Nazir, they're Mitzarif even Zachar Zeh. As long as they're Tarkadeh Kilis Pras. It's just that little piece of Rosh. El Hodatanya Mikol Asher Yaseh Megefen Hayayin. So the Rosh Rabbah Gav the Shinan Lei Bereish Pirkan the Klal. We're using that pasuk for a Klal. So how do we darshan this over here? Hachadarsh Lei Mikol. It's from the word Mikol Asher Yaseh. From the word Mikol. Now that you darshan, the fil mandal darsh lay kol mikol darshina.
That nafs often means that he begins with the brother, and then at that point there is
v'oid rebekiba darsh kol b'psachim. The Moraz Mipsachim says that Rekiba Darshan is the word call. So we're going in. So Rekiba has to, even if you don't hold of the fact that Mikol is better than call, but Rekiba holds of call. So he holds of the Drasha. So what do you need the Drasha for, according to Rekiba? Had to be Yisra Mibasachas, Albazachas, Afilu Bechleikilis Pras Loi, and Yisra Lisa is even in Tarkilikilis Pras. Okay. Okay.
What's that answer?
What?
What does that answer?
What is that answer?
Yes.
Why you need a drasha to me mitzarif Isser li Isser? Isser li Isser is even mitzarif Zachar Zeh. Hetem mitzarif Isser is only b'vasachas. So the pasuk is teaching me that the different Yisrael knows are mitzarif to each other. Half a kezias of karton and half a kezias of zogim would be mitzarif together, even zecher zeh.
half of Zayas of what?
Charzen. Charzen and Zog.
Charzen.
The shells and the pits. Right? Chertzenim are the, well, what's what? We use Chertzenim before as the pit. The half a kazayas of pit and half a kazayas of shell, I mean, starv. Zok the Gemara. Bottom word on the page. Rav Shimon, the less late syrup. So you remember we had Rav Shimon back in the Sethis Makkos. Yeah, right. We also had him earlier in the Masechta. And did we have Hashem earlier in the Masechta? No, we had Hashem somewhere else. We had Hashem earlier in the Masechta. Yeah. So Hashem Shita is that. When the Torah writes the din of Kazayas, or the Lachem Shasin of Kazayas is a Lachem Korban. But Makkos, a person gets even B'kol Shehu. So he has no need of Tziruv. Say Heter Mitzarv L'Yisr, or Yisr Mitzarv L'Yisr, because even half a Kazayas of Yisr gets Malkus. So the Shrosha of B'kol Shehu Yisr Megefen Ayayin is not needed for either of those drushas. Mikol Hashem Yaseh my Darish Bay. Okay. Amar L'cho, so Rav Shimon says back, Ahumi Boyolei, that Lo'elam Eno Nozer Ad Yishiyazim Mikulon. So Rav Shimon Shita was that a person is not a Nozer, Mikol Hashem Yaseh Megefen Ayayin. He has to be Yazir from Mikol Hashem Yaseh Megefen Ayayin. We darshan it's he has to undertake all of these serum of Nazir, but a person would only be mikabel. So we're expanding beyond what it says explicitly in that pasuk. But mikol everything, which is that the Nazir is chayven, he has to mikabel all of that to get a dinam of Nazir. But if he says I'm a Nazir only from taglachas, it's not a kabbalas and zeros according to Rav Shimon. So it's a totally different thing. Okay. Fine. Omer Bavo, Omer Belazer, called Revia Shibatara. It had to be started for the Yisr Chutz and Revia Shibanazer. Shayomer Tara, Mishras. So, as opposed to this being halacha in Echila, is halacha in Shtia. Rabbi Avo, Amr Rabbi Yerchanan before was halacha in Achila, and Rabbi Elazar saying it's halacha in Shtia. Ma'ika ben Rabbi Yerchanan, Rabbi Elazar. Ikevenad Rabbi Yerchanan, Rabbi Afilu Oichlin, Rabbi Elazar, Mashkenin, Midi Achrini Loif. So Karnir Belazer, it's only a lacha in Yayin, which is a liquid. There you say Hatim Yistarfli Yisr. But you would not say Hatim Yistarfli Yisr if a person would eat a half a kazayas of a grape and then a half a kazayas of bread. Karnir Bierchanon, Hatim Yistarfli Yisr applies even to that. Even to a half a kazayas of a grape and a half a kazayas of bread. Even to Eichon. Zok the Rosh. Rav Shimon the Leslie Tzir of Klal. Dermer Kol Shulamakas, Vain Tzarch Shir. Rav Shimon's Shita is that Makas is even B'Kol Shehu. The Loch of Kazai is only a Loch in Korban. So, my Darish Bey, what does he do with this Rosh? I mean, Kol Shehu Yasemi Gefen Ayayin. To tell you that we said before to teach you that they're mitzdarif, there's no need for tziruf because even less than a kazayis is kayif. And another achiyazim ikulon mitaglachas mituma umayayin kerminim leel perik beis. But if he says he's mekabel, the chum say if he's mekabel naziris from taglachas, he's an ozer and he's kayif and everything. Rabbi Shimon says, he has to, if he in his Kabbalah excludes the other parts of Naziris, nothing happens. He's not chal at all. Okay, Amr Balazar called his Shurshah Batar and Hatam Mistar for the Yisra, Chutzim Reviyah Shimon Nazar. Reviyah Shimon Nazar. Reviyah Shimon Nazar. Mishum Menazar Gufay. According to this gear, so Koli Surei Mitzdarif. The gear said Loi Koli Surei Mitzdarif. In my nose, you don't say have to Mitzdarif Easter by the food, just by the Revius. Rabbi Elazar Mashkin in Midakrin Loi. Mishum the Mishras Ksiv. It's something which it can be soaked in. So that the Hano had to be starf im a mashkin. So they had the pas together with the mashkin creates a share of revius. The iser imashin the iser abo pas b'hadi zog b'chartzen eating some bread together with the parts of the grape lo mitzdarf. Rechon does not differentiate the sever the Golar Rechmona bechad meisuri nazir within the Chol Shar isuri nazir. So you learn how from wine, where the Torah wrote it. The Torah, Kibbe agrees that the Torah wrote the din of hetem isar leisur by wine. It's the wine is soaked into the bread. We learn out that they had to be starful isur in any form of being over the isur of nazir. Okay. Omer Belazer. Esser of Yosein. There are 10 places where the halacha is, it depends on Revius. The Torah gave the Shir Revius in 10 places. V'nochet Rav Kahana v'yodei chomesh sumakto chomesh chivarto. Rav Kahana was able, had a masara that five of them are colored, or they're red, and five are white slash clear. Okay. So what are the five with chomesh sumakto? Is Nazir. Now, wine by Nazir is lavdafka red, but most wine is red, so we refer to the Isser of Revius by Nazir as being red. Okay? What else, please? Voice of Pesach. Okay? One second. They're by the Dal choices. Shaharu, a person who is drinks revias of wine cannot pass on Shiloh. Again, wine being assumed being red. The Mikdash, a person who drinks revias of wine can't over the Mikdash. Okay. And umesu, and by case of dam, which is red, a revius of dam from even from two mesim is mitzdarif to the shear of tumas oil for tumas oil. So the shear of dam of a mace for tumas oil is revius. Okay, so the Morrison goes through those five. Nazir is Revius Yain and Nazir. It's the Pesach, the Merav Yehuda, Merav Shmuel, Arba Kersis, Alolu, Sarach Shehebe, and Kdei Revius. They have to have the Yabot, so you can, they used to add water to the wine, because the wine is very strong, but there has to be enough wine that you can make a Revius out of it, and then make a Revius out of it with water. Shaharu. Shasa Rivias Yayin is Al Yara. If a person drank Rivias wine, he's not allowed to pass Kana Shiloh. The Mikdush, Shasa Rivias Yayin, the Mikdush is Chayv Miso. Umesu. The Tanya.
It's not a vote, I mean, it's just.
It's actually, I think it's a din avoda. I think so. I'm pretty sure. Yeah, to the right. Okay. It's Mesu. The Tanya Menai Levi Stam Shiyetsim Shnei Mesim Shehimetam Aboyel. If you have Levi Stam, not only if it's from one Mesim, but even if it's from two different Mesim, that is Metam Aboyel. Shneimer Al Kol Naf Shoyes Mes Lo Yavoy. So Chazal Darshan that the nefesh is contained in a revius. It says plural nafshos. Chomish kivarta. So kivarta is going to be shaman. Is chalas nazir umetzara shnifsalu b'shabbos. Okay. So what are these things? Chalas is referring to revius shemen l'chala. So when they would make the lechem for the carbon taita, so there were four different types of bread. One was chametz. That's not relevant for this conversation. And then there was. I'm dropping the word. There was the Rekikin. There was the
Rucha.
Well, Rucha is the third one. What was the first one? It was Chalas, Rekikin, and Ravucha. Right. So the Chalas and the Rekikin would have revius of oil in them, and the Ravucha between them, I mean, each one would have between the two of them there would be a revius, and the Ravucha would have a revius of shemen by itself.
And also, I mean, it wouldn't be by Ola too?
Normally, mincha is flour and water. But mitzad menachas. There's a nesach of oil. There's not a nesach of oil. There's the minchas the sachim. The minchas the sachim, which comes with the korban arla, has oil in it, right?
But even if you bring a mincha zera'ola by itself, no.
Mincha by itself doesn't have oil.
Those just, oh yeah, there's not just a mincha zera'ola, mincha zera'ola also.
Am I right? Am I wrong? Okay, here. No, I'm wrong. Right. There's a dinner salmon. Yeah, but the shear of the shemen is a loig, or it's not a shear of revius.
Mm-hmm.
Right? It's a loig, or it's multiple lugan, etc. Over here, the kiddush over here, the shear is revius. Corrected. Thank you. Nazir revia shemen la nazir. So the carbon mincha by which comes with the carbon nazir, there's revia shemen. Mitzara is revia mayim by the birds. You use revia of water to put the dam of the sipur hashchuta into the water. It's revia mayim. Shenifsalu the tan the tan, b'shar kolam ashkim tameim poisim as a gviya brevius. B'shar. Yeah, it takes out the word b'shar. Kolam ashkim tameim is different from the shalas gviya brevius. So the if a person drinks mashkin, which is tameh, so he becomes posel, which means he can't eat truma if he drinks revius of mashkin tameh. Okay. The Shabbos. Itnan b'shar kol mashkin b'revius, b'shar kol shevkin b'revius. So by dinning hutzah we had on Shabbos. So certain types of items, even a small amount, a person's chayv on hutzah because they have a specific usage. Certain types of medicine or D.O., those type of things, the D.O. to write a certain amount of letters, keeler, etc. The shear for the chivah itzah is that a certain amount, but other liquids or shayfkan thing liquid which is going to be discarded, the shear itzah is revius. And that's the shear which is chayv. The gears of the Bach, a shakal mashkin brevius, but kol a shayfkin brevius. Not a shakal a shayfkin. Okay, so that's the 10. Vesul Echo, the Morris said that's all there is. There's more. Vaika mervius, nightlin le yadayim, lechod, by fil le shnayim. You can use a revius of water to wash one person's hands and even two people's hands. Where it says, "Beplutulah kamari," that halacha of how many people's hands you can wash with a revius is a machlokes. That Rabbi Yossi says you cannot wash more than one person's hands with a revius. You need at least a revius. You can start with more than a revius, and if by the time you get to the last person there's a revius left, it's kosher. But you cannot start with a revius and then wash more than one person's hands. See, even though there is a din of revius over there, since there's a machlokes of how it's applied, we're not discussing that in our list. Mursav ha'ika hayamevi fili shalcheris v'noishin l'sechel chatzi lug mayim in akir. So, by the saita, when we would give her to drink the water from the kir, and they would dissolve the ink from the Megillah, they would use a container of cheris, and they put a chatzi lug of mayim from the kir. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Revius. So Mar says again the same answer, but put the lug kamari. If you have Merek Lyam, And they have in order to be mevatel the meraglim from an isser of saying divrei Torah in front of it. If you add water, so chachamim say you add kol shehua, just a little amount is sufficient. Rabbi Zakkai Amar Revius, they put the loy kamari. Vika mikvah. So, when we think of tilas kelim, we think of a person buys a kelim from a goy. So the law is you have to be tovel before you use it. That's one form of tilas kelim. But the more ubiquitous form of tilas kelim is man chazal, man the mikdash was tumah. Kelim became tumah. You had to tovel it. So a person buys a kelim which from a goy. That requires memsaw. For tefillah, for kelim, for tumah, does not require memsaw. It requires at least a revius, and large enough that you can tevel the whole keli at one time. So if you have a very small keli, revius would be sufficient. So a person has a thimble, and the woman is matamer her thimble, so she wants to be matamer her thimble, she sticks it into revius of water. You have a little puddle on the ground, it's rainwater on the ground, it's covered. You know, dip it in, tor. So that's revius. By Tfilas Kalim, it says Achmeini Doa, so Chazal Darshan in the Pasuk, in the Pasuk Parshas Matas, which learn on Tfilas Kalim, it says that you Bimeini Doa, Mayim Shanida Tavlim Behem. It has to be the same amount of water that a woman who's a Nida would go to the mikveh with, which is 40 saw. That's what you use for Tfilas Kalim. Which you get from a goy. But tefillas kelim from tuma is revius is sufficient. More answers bar mehi the butlur abonim. But that's even though it's made a raisa. Near abonim chazar mechay. We always use revius. Always use memsa. That was a person who could take a needle and tovel it in revius doesn't exist anymore. So we didn't want to list that because that specifically that would the chacham no longer allowed it. A, so it's not true lemaisa, and B, we don't want to point it out because people will be confused and think that it is true lemaisa. Tosis over here is the Rosh bringer that even though they're mevatel the dinner of Vias for mikvah, but revius by a mayan, the Tosis brings that one of the Baal Tosis holds that it was not bottled. So a mayan to be matar b'kol shehu, matar keli b'kol shehu. Okay. Let's start the rush.
Kosher, so you would not need a revius for that either.
No, kosher means revius. I once saw a mimer on the word kol shehu in Chazal, when it means more, when it doesn't mean a kol shehu. Right? In other words, just kol shehu, mashehu, is it literally whatever it is, or whatever it is? I mean, compared to something else, it's, you know, such a large amount. So that over here we say kol shehu, just whatever it is, it's small, but it's a small amount, but there's a specific shear. And then I once saw a tshuva, I can't remember where, which even a place where kol shehu seems to be a kol shehu, the Mora says that chametz is also a place of a kol shehu, so we don't give a shear to it. But is there a shear to it? So person goes to Yam Kineret and he drops his sandwich into the lake out of his boat. And now that there's a, I want to drink the water on Pesach. The water is taken from Yom Kineret. Well, there's a kol shu of chametz in there, because somewhere in that, you know, millions of gallons of water, there is a mashahu of chametz. Says all the water usher. He was saying no. There's a shear. Shalos, what is that shear exactly?
Would there be an issue of bitter?
Huh?
Would there be an issue of bitter?
That's the same. But chometz and Pesach is also even mashu. There's not in bitter.
Oh, I'm sorry. I missed the part that was the incident occurred during Pesach, not before.
You have some Arab or some secular Israeli.
Yeah.
And even if it's beforehand, we hold by liquids, you don't say Chayz of Anir. By yourselves, you say Chayz of Anir. If even with both of for Pesach, it can revive itself.
Good morning, Mr. Carol.
By liquids, you don't say that. By yourselves, you say that. Or yourselves, it's a Chayz, but. That's the issue between the 18-minute matzahs and you have a why some machine matzah runs $2 a pound and some machine matzah runs $8 a pound. The difference is that they stop the machine every 18 minutes and clean it out. If they do, that matzah is much more expensive because the whole process has to be stopped every 18 minutes, cleaned out, and then start over again. The machines which run continuously rely on bittul. If any mashu of chametz somewhere along the way got stuck to the side and didn't make it through the machine, and then later on gets mixed into the dough after it became chametz, it's batel. So if you hold it's not chayz of an ear, that's great. It's batel before Pesach and remains batel. If you hold the chayz of an ear, so you can't eat that matzah on Pesach. So you have to get the matzah, which is 18 minute matzah means that it stops every 18 minutes, and they stop the machine. Okay, let's leave the rush for tomorrow.